Well, they're weatherboards.
Weatherboard.
I hear them speak of weatherboards, so that's what they are. I have not known them to call them clapboards. They're weatherboards.
And then around the eaves, the metal trough that catches the water.
Gutter?
And a fence, which is made of slats of wood, sometimes pointed at the top.
Picket.
And then this kind of fence you might see out in the country, made of split wooden rails, laid in a zigzag fashion.
Well, that's a rail fence.
And then if the fence is made of flattened rocks that have been stacked up on top of each other, what would you call that?
Stone.
Would you call it a stone wall or a stone fence?
We call it a fence, unless it's very high.
Oh, I see.
Now, there are some walls. You take the exclusive sections of Louisville, out near Cherokee Park, there are a number of them that have high walls, higher than this room is deep.
Mm-hmm.
So they are stone
but
walls.
But just one maybe knee
then
high,
that's a fence.
That's
a fence.
Then this metal thing you carry water in. Maybe you come off the floor.
A bucket. I know it's a pail, but we call it a bucket.
Well, of course, bucket is essentially a southern term.
Yes.
And a pail, a northern term.
Mm-hmm.
And I've found a few people in Louisville who say pail.
Mm-hmm.
But
you won't find many.
No.
No, because it's been called a bucket. That's all I've ever heard
well,
is a bucket.
That's all I've ever heard. Oh, true. And what about this thing you fry eggs in?
A skillet,
right.
Or a frying pan, either one, but it's generally a skillet.
Mm-hmm. And then after you wash the dishes, you have to do what to them? Before you dry them, to get the soap off of them, you...
Rinse.
Mm-hmm. And this thing at the kitchen sink that you turn on and the water comes out.
Faucet.
Now what if that's attached to the house outside or out in the yard? Would you still call it a faucet or would you call it something else?
I think they call it a spigot sometimes when it is outside.
Then on a barrel, you
of course, there may be a hose connection out there.
I see what you mean.
And sometimes they speak of it in the terms because it is put there primarily for a hose, and they call it a hose connection.
Well, what about on a barrel? You might have sometimes a wooden thing like a faucet. Would you call that a spigot or?
They generally call that a spigot.
And when you go to the grocery store, you get your groceries in a container made out of paper. Now, what's the usual word for that around here?
Bag.
Do you ever hear anybody call it a poke around here?
No.
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 Now, what if it's a container similar to that, but it's made out of cloth? Maybe sugar comes in it. Would you call that a bag or a sack?
Either one. They sometimes call them a cloth bag. If not, they just refer to it as a sack.
Mm-hmm. And then...
Because you get a... They speak of it perhaps a sack of meal, a sack of flour.
Mm-hmm.
That's where the word sack, I think, where they... Why they hold to it, sack, because they speak of a sack of flour. It's just... Sometimes they say a bag of flour, bag of meal, but generally they say sack.
Mm-hmm. Well, what about the kind of cloth sack that's made of a brown, loosely woven material that grain and such things come in sometimes?
It's either a bag or a sack.
Well, now, do you say a burlap bag or...?
Burlap, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Do you recall hearing anything else for that, like gunny sack or... Grass sack. And this kind of a musical instrument about this long that you blow on.
Harmonica?
Mm-hmm. Do you hear French harp around here very often?
Very seldom. Very seldom.
And then in a jug, you might put something in the neck to keep it